This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we concluded by making the point that God isn't through with Israel as a nation yet. He has had his remnant. But listen to Paul's confident words in verses 25 through 29. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies on your account. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. The reference to the full number of the Gentiles has come in, introduces us to God's dealings with the Gentiles, the second main point in our outline. Israel's rejection opened the door to the Gentiles. That's what it says in verse 11. Because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles. But this is not an end in itself. Salvation comes to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. God is always working more than one thing at a time. Paul recognizes that he too is at work at more than one thing at a time. Listen to verses 13 and 14. I am talking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I make much of my ministry in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. As Paul is trying to win Gentiles to Christ, his hope is that this will entice fellow Israelites to reconsider Christ as well. His motto always was, win as many as you can for Christ.